Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hook. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Hook steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Nuxhall moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. Nuxhall moves to third. Temple moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Verdon throws the ball into Thomas, who tags Bailey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Klusowski reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires to first and picks off Verdon. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Groat reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's Reds, 1, Pirates, 1. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Reds, 2, Pirates, 2. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Groat reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Reds, 3, Pirates, 3. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.